from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. You know, there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. You know, special teams, all the new rules, whatever. You know, it's we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it, you know, head first and go get it.
Whoa, look out. Ducks. Woo!
Caleb Williams.
Pretty damn good, then.
Get used to hearing his voice. I know the Bears are trying to distinguish his from that of Andrew Billings so they can...
Move!
Move! So they can make sure...
Whoa, look out! Ducks! Whoa!
So let's hear more from Williams. And he discussed his focus ahead of his rookie season.
Pressure isn't a word that I use in my vocabulary, really, only when other people talk about it. And every time that you'll hear me speak about pressure is that I don't think that pressure is a thing. As long as you prepare for the moment mentally and physically. Get in here, work. Get after it, whether it's weight room, film room, and then get on the field and work. And then obviously game days, get out there and go be special. I think pressure comes from not being ready. Pressure comes from not having confidence. And I think preparation's everything. That's what coach says. And so, you know, just getting after it, enjoying the process, challenging myself. The coach is challenging me, responding, learning and soaking up all the information that I can. And then when we get out there, you know, just be free, have fun, communicate, and let it fly.
Man, I really hope that his level of belief matches his talent. Because there's a lot that he doesn't know, and he's going to find out. And I hope that here are the two things. There's
thanks to SiriusXM for that, by the way. I think that was the voice of our Jim Miller in the background.
There's two possibilities here. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. None of this stuff is going to matter. He's going to be prepared for all of it, and it won't be a problem. Or the more likely outcome is there's stuff that he's not prepared for because, you know, he hasn't played in the NFL yet. And it's not, he's going to have some rocky moments, and I hope that he's ready for that. I love his confidence. I love that it's right there on the border of, young man, you have no idea what's getting ready to happen to you. But everywhere that he's gone, he's been able to navigate that and be fine.
So I would disagree that there are two possibilities. I think there's almost an infinite number of possibilities along that continuum. Everything from being the greatest quarterback who's ever lived to being a guy who's going to struggle to adapt to the NFL and bust out. Now, chances are neither one of those is going to happen. And I keep saying this. When I look at the continuum, the largest section, as I see it, says very good NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
The highest likelihood is he's eventually a very good NFL quarterback.
And you're that, actually, that's actually being generous considering what number one picks and first round quarterback picks have done over the last 15 years.
I thought you were going to talk about team history.
No.
Because there has never, ever been a more confident first round draft pick quarterback perhaps than Cade McNown.
I mean, he was cocky.
Arrogant. Beyond cocky and not professionally so, that he was, even before the draft, he's like, anybody who doesn't draft me is making a mistake. And
I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with that level of I'm really good. The problem is that there wasn't the professionalism that Caleb has already shown.
It's not even close. But I just, those of us who are still have these flashbacks, I mean, Jim McMahon may be the most confident Bears quarterback when he got out of his limo drinking a beer half in the bag for his press conference. I mean, that was pretty sweet.
Pretty easy to be confident when you're handing the ball off to Walter Payton and Dan Hampton is getting you the ball back from the other team.
And there's what, two Hall of Fame offensive linemen on that team now?
Yeah.
Well, that's why Dan Hampton called him, the monkey driving the limo?
Yes.
That's what he called Jim McMahon.
Like,
I remember what he gets out of the limo holding an open beer, swigging out of it, walking. Okay, who wants to talk? What do you got for me? And it's like, oh, who's this guy? So I don't want the Bears quarterbacking history to be too burdensome here, but that's what I thought you were going to say.
No.
I thought you were going to say that he's still a Bears quarterback. With everything we've been through as a people, going back forever, he's still a Bears quarterback. And even with that, for me to give him the highest likelihood of an outcome is very good NFL quarterback. Like you say, I think there is some generosity in that.
Yeah. I just...
I mean, is he Tim Couch? Is he Jamarcus Russell?
I think that every quarterback has to have a level of invincibility about them. Because it's hard, and you're the guy that always is in the spotlight, good or bad. But I also think that, let's call it positive arrogance. Like, there's a positive arrogance that gets you to where you need to go. When it comes to this, like the idea of I don't feel pressure, and pressure is when you're not prepared. What are the things that you don't know that you don't know?
Yeah, you can have plenty of pressure. You can be as prepared as you want to be. But that other team is going to make you feel pressure in ways that maybe you did not anticipate.
For example, Caleb doesn't know what Shane Waldron is like on game day. Like, he doesn't know. And it's not because he's not trying to find out. He just hasn't had the experience yet. He doesn't know what Flus is like on game day.
He didn't know what he's like on game day.
But
he's never woken up to an NFL game day before.
Now, look, this might sound like two old men telling a very successful young man, but we've all had moments in our lives, and you've probably had them in yours, where you thought you knew a lot about a particular subject or how things were going to go, and then you were like, oh, I thought I was prepared for that. But I was not, and I will get prepared for it now that I know that that's on the spectrum of things that could go wrong.
Anyone who has ever had a child, raise your hand, because whatever books you read, what?
Hey, careful here, JD.
I got to get my eyeliner on.
Careful, I deserve to vote too, sir.
No, you don't. And that couch is pretty good.
I am allowed to have the rights in this country.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, talking about Tim Couch kind of got me all tingly.
Go get it, baby.
I just might. But you buy the books and it says what to expect when you're expecting. And this is the Bible and this is great. And you're like, oh, okay, this is great. And then during the whole pregnancy, you're like, oh, wait, what's that? I don't know. I don't know. What is it? Is it this? Could it be this? I don't know. And then when that thing's out, when Bozo finally gets here and it's screaming and you're like,
Bozo buckets?
There's no user manual and there's nothing you can do. And there's no, and yeah, like that's terrifying. It's absolutely, completely freaking terrifying because no matter what you've read and all the stuff that your parents say, you kind of half forget and it was 100 years ago and you're like, oh, don't worry about it. Oh, don't worry. It's like, well, that's not how they do things now. And you're not supposed to. Oh, it's probably nothing. It's like, well, then you have. No, we're not handling it. So you guys figure it out. And
there's a lot. Like, there's a lot to being an NFL quarterback alone. Let alone a rookie NFL quarterback, then a rookie starting NFL quarterback, rookie starting NFL quarterback for the Bears, rookie starting NFL quarterback for the Bears in a season where they think that they're going to go to the playoffs. There's a lot.
God, I hope he's good.
I do too.
God, I hope.
So, all right, when you say, like, when he says, I should say, that he doesn't feel pressured, it's like, I think he's talking about, like I know, like, what you guys are saying, like, oh, he doesn't know what he doesn't know, and it's right, but, like, when he says, like, he doesn't feel pressure, I think that means that he, like, kind of sees through it. Like, he doesn't let it, affect him to the point that it's going to be crippling.
Yeah, but he said that you don't feel pressure because you're prepared. And what we're saying is that there are things that he doesn't know he should be prepared for yet. And if he does, then it ends up being great. Why? Because that means that he has greater anticipation than any quarterback that's ever played.
Yeah, and it's also sounds great until on the second play, there's a 320-pound man jumping up and down on your thorax and screaming at you. I don't know how you prepare for that.
I think that's a foul.
Like, for example, I'm sure that he thought he was totally prepared for that game in South Bend. I'm sure that he thought that he had prepped and prepped and prepped for that game in South Bend. Now, if you're here to tell me that Caleb knew that that's what was going to happen in South Bend, he probably wouldn't
have gone. You're talking about the difference between being prepared and having premonition.
Yeah, but he's saying that that's what you kind of have to. He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
You should have grown out your beard for this segment.
Me?
Yeah.
I should have gone and
precognition, not premonition. Premonition, never.
Well, you should have said, listen, young blood.
Young fella, mm-hmm. Let me holler at you for a second. Yeah, I don't want to be the old guy like pouring cold water on Caleb. I'm sure that they're telling. I'm sure that the veterans are like, you know, I go back to.
Who? Who's telling him?
DJ?
Think so?
Keenan Allen?
For okay. Sure.
Okay.
It's like that crazy moment I had at the Hall of Fame where we were talking about Johnny Manziel and almost like he had appeared from nowhere. Chris Carter walks by and goes, football is hard. Mm-hmm. And just kept walking. Because it is. And we've only seen it from the media side. And us being able to talk to people who have played the game. It's difficult. And there are times, like, there's a lot to assume. And that's why I go back to, he doesn't know what Shane Waldron is like on game day. What if we find out, and there's no evidence to back this up. What if we find out that Shane Waldron, in stressful situations, makes terrible decisions?
Or he speaks with a thick German accent.
Sure.
I don't sure. know. People have that's, nervous.
That's probably less likely to happen than him making terrible decisions. But
everybody's got nervous tics that, you know, pressure burst pipes, man.
Or Caleb's like Dan over here and is like, Shane Waldron breathes so heavily in my ear.
No, he just breathes weird. I'm telling you, I don't know about Shane Waldron. We'll see. Well, I like...
You don't know because he breathes weird. Just say it.
I don't know. It's just, it's weird. The 217 says the best way...
Nothing to do with his play calling.
The best way to prepare is by hanging out in a Platteville dorm room in your boxers eating from a big block of cheese. Man, those are the days. I miss those days so much.
Well, you could ask Ryan Porth to do some of that stuff. I plan on asking. I'm going on the road a little bit this year.
I thought you meant he could walk in his boxers and eat
cheese. No, no one wants that except for Mrs. Porth. And she
probably doesn't either.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Put some clothes on.
Do it.
Leave that cheese. What is happening?
You're a father now, sir. Put some clothes on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.